Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
America is talking. You believe what you're hearing? You believe what the government is telling you? Where is the FBI on the worst mass shooting in American history? It's still the number one thing people are talking about, and the FBI has not yet held a press conference. Think about it. The worst mass shooting in America. Now, the reason the interest is so high is not just the horrific nature of the event itself, but because there are still so many unanswered questions about why this murderer did this. There are unanswered questions because the, quote, authorities are not giving us any answers. They're calling it an ongoing investigation. They're saying that there are civil rights involved. Oh, the man is dead. It's all a lie. And in that void, people talk. Things get reported. Leaks come out. And as is human nature, we jump to our own conclusions. Now, before I continue with my analysis, and it's only a speculative analysis, there are many theories floating around on the internet. Many seem to be crazy or bogus. We could even say that some of them are crazy, and probably are. But in the absence of answers, because the FBI, DHS, will say nothing, we the people have an obligation as a free society to discuss all possibilities. We do not live in a dictatorship. I'll give you an example of why we have to talk about this. The FBI ruled out any connection to terror organizations on day one. Within hours, they said it has no relationship to terror. Yet it's been a year and they still haven't ruled out collusion between Russia and Trump. Where's the credibility in these dichotomous statements? So America is talking. I don't necessarily believe any of it or all of it, but America is talking. And these are the things that they are saying. Yesterday, the Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo put forth at a press conference a question. Did the shooter get radicalized unbeknownst to us, he said. Did you hear that? Those are his exact words. It slipped out of him, it seems, and I'm going to play the soundbite. It seems to me it slipped out of him. He said, did the shooter get radicalized unbeknownst to us? Well, ISIS not only took credit for it, but that could be simply an opportunistic credit that they use every time there's a murder. But they've reaffirmed that claim twice. His girlfriend was in the Philippines, a place where radical Islamic terror is very strong right now. The murderer sent $100,000 to the Philippines. Where did that go? Who did he send it to? There's supposedly a video of him doing the murdering. Doesn't ISIS film their actions for propaganda, as many former soldiers calling the show said? He was prescribed either an anti-anxiety or an anti-stress pill in June that can often lead to aggressive behavior and psychotic experiences. Could this antidepressant have driven him over the edge? Now, that's a loaded statement, but I am not going to let this go. Almost every case of a mass murder, whether it's been by a teenager or others, is related to the use of SSRIs or other related antidepressants. And the medical establishment knows this. And yet they're burying the connection between antidepressants, suicide, and homicide. But you need to know about it. Many are saying that the attack on a country music concert was an attack on Trump supporters. Could he have been a left-wing extremist, even though many have said he had no strong political views? Could he have been part of the Antifa movement? He was a prolific gambler and very wealthy. Well, as even admitted by his family, wealthy. Did he build up some massive gambling debts and decide to take it out on the casino industry by committing such an abhorrent act? I doubt it. That's one of the most far-fetched, speculative statements I've ever read. We know his father was a fugitive bank robber who was described as psychotic by authorities. Could this guy have also had psychotic tendencies? Now let's go to even crazier theories. One caller to this show who said he had been neighbors with the killer said that this killer could never have done this crime and that he may have been killed and his body left there while the real killers escaped. I've been reading that all over the internet. A gun buy gone bad. A new Fast and Furious gone bad. Or how about the theory that shots were fired from the fourth floor also? I didn't see any broken windows on the fourth floor, but in some videos floating around, you see what looks like muzzle flashes in that area. Was there a second gunman? Was it a reflection of sunlight or cameras going off in the crowd? Is this being unreported? He had an awful lot of weapons and ammo up in his room, and he set up shooting platforms during his stay there. How could this have gone unnoticed? Did he have any help from the inside? Who was working at the hotel who could have helped him? These are some of the things that America is talking about. And all because, and just because there are no answers from the, quote, authorities, doesn't mean we have no right to discuss these things. And all because a guy who seemed to be beyond normal pulled off the biggest shooting in the history of the country. The gap between the act and why he committed is huge, and this is what is being filled in with all of this talk. I'm not saying I believe any of this. It could be it is just a guy who, quote, snapped, which I don't believe, and shot up hundreds of people. I absolutely don't believe that at all. But yesterday we saw a picture at the end of my show, a picture released by the Sheriff's Department of the Las Vegas Police, and there seemed to be a pen and a suicide note on the table. Why has that not been released to the public? I don't go for the garbage that the perpetrator is protected by the Constitution. He's dead. What do you mean protected by the Constitution? What do you mean there are criminal defense attorneys out there defending who? The guy is dead. He has no lawyer. What does he need a lawyer for? Nothing makes sense here. Every time we turn around, another question gets raised. And this will continue until the so-called authorities release the suicide note and the videotape of him doing this horrible slaughter. So what do you believe motivated him? What do you think really happened here? Concurrent with this question is the issue of antidepressants, which are the most overprescribed drugs in American history. And I'm going to ask you right now, are you on SSRIs? Have you been on SSRIs? Are you related to someone who has been on SSRIs? And how have they affected them? Have they become aggressive, suicidal, homicidal? Because this is a very, very important point. We hear a lot about gun control. How about pill control? The reason we hear about gun control is because it's a convenient way to attack the NRA and the Second Amendment. So far as I know, there's no amendment which permits the pharmaceutical industry to prescribe drugs that cause people to commit homicide or suicide. I haven't seen that in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Have you? These drugs are extremely questionable and extremely dangerous. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. We're open for business. Now, the drug that was prescribed to him, according to my reading, was not an SSRI. The one prescribed a few days before was Valium. That's very interesting. First of all, whoever prescribed it needs to be investigated because he was prescribed a number of 10 milligram Valium pills. Diazepam is a very interesting drug, but it is not an antidepressant. It's an anti-anxiety drug. Could he have been prescribed this drug by whoever was handling him, if you want to go down that road, in order to numb him so he could commit this horrible act? 10 milligram Valiums are used almost like sedatives for surgery, rather. I have taken 10 milligram Valiums on occasion, usually when I go in for dental work. I take them 1 hour before the dental work so that I can tolerate the anesthetic that the dentist is injecting into my gum. 10 milligram Valiums completely numb you out. You feel nothing. You're there. You can still function, but you feel nothing. So I want to talk about the drugs. I want to talk about the theories that are raging across the internet. I want to ask you why the FBI has not held a press conference. And by the way, while I'm mentioning that, do any of you remember how many days it took Obama's FBI to release the connection between the San Bernardino slaughter and Islam? Do you remember that? Do you remember the slaughter in San Bernardino when two Muslims killed their co-workers in a bloodbath? How many days did it take the FBI to tell us that there was a relationship between the terror groups and the San Bernardino slaughter? 3 days. Well, it's been almost 3 days, and the FBI is awfully silent, isn't it? The profile does not fit that of a mass murderer. Something is wrong with this picture on every level. And we, the American people, are going to discuss it, whether I do it or a million other people do it. There are going to be millions of people asking these questions. I am not the only one. I am just the only one with a microphone doing it. But many people are asking all of these theories. Are they valid? Are they invalid? Was he a patsy? Was he a fall guy? Is this another Fast and Furious gun buy gone bad? I read all of this stuff. I don't know what to rule out. I don't know what to accept. But when I come back, I'm going to play the Las Vegas sheriff, where he says he doesn't know if this person got radicalized unbeknownst to us. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-2822. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Has a pulled for you. Pulled for you. Shortest straw. Pulled for you. Pulled for you. Pulled for you. Shortest straw. Pulled for you. Accusations fly. Discrimination why? You're in a self to die. Doubt sunk itself in you. You heard enough. Mass hysteria. Well, we have a mass hysteria right now of a cover-up. There's a mass hysteria of cover-up going on where you see the hatred against white men coming out from the most racist people in America. So quick to blame the white male, saying that they're the most dangerous people in the world. I've seen this in the local San Francisco newspaper. It is sickening to see what was once a decent newspaper turn into nothing but an anti-white screed. But I want to talk about the theories that are out there. I want to talk about the dangers of SSRIs. I want to talk about something else. And I'm leaving open, how many open lines do I have? One or two open lines, and they're only for one station in the country right now. And that's KBET in Las Vegas. This show is live 3 hours a day in Las Vegas. I've always enjoyed that market enormously for a number of reasons, primarily because the workers in that city are very real people. They see things on a daily basis that most of us can't believe go on. Taxi drivers, bellhops, busboys, waiters, other people in the service industry see things that make them extremely real. I'm asking anyone in Las Vegas who knows something, whether you work for the Las Vegas Police Department or a federal agency, if you know something and you want America to know it, but you feel it's being covered up, I do invite you to call the show. We live in a free society. We don't trace our calls. Put a napkin over the receiver or the mouthpiece. I don't really care. What I need to know is which of these theories are valid and which of them are invalid. I also want to talk with you about how these drugs destroy personalities. We all know, every one of us know, that most of the mass shootings in America, especially those conducted by teenagers, were conducted by those who were prescribed the most dangerous class of drugs there is, the SSRIs. This reaction of the SSRIs comes to me from an anonymous listener. The rage that results from the numbness of these drugs is difficult to describe. It's like still and quiet and solid to the core, like it exists with you but isn't you, but also covers your inner self like a thin but unbreakable film through which you cannot feel anything, and fits so snugly on you that it must indeed be you. You can see and hear and speak through it, but something is different about the state you are in, but you can't tell what it is, and you don't have any other viewpoint to compare it with. You don't know if that state is real or not. You don't know if you're real or not. And even if it occurs to you to wonder about it, you don't know what's real. It only occurs to you to wonder if someone tells you to. And even then, you can't see around it at all. So you wonder if they're lying to you about your being different on the SSRIs, the antidepressants, or seeing or hearing or reacting or acting wrongly. You don't really know. My friends, you have to understand that if you want to start talking about, let's say, gun control, we better start talking about antidepressant control at the same time. The SSRIs are the most dangerous class of drugs out there. They're overprescribed, as you well know. And so now, again, theories, callers. I don't know if I have the time. I just almost ran through the stop set with Metallica as the shortest straw. We do have the time. I see it. Here is the Las Vegas sheriff of yesterday. It is 44 seconds long. The most important part comes in the last 3 seconds. Listen carefully.
We're also talking about the computers and his cameras.
Right. So a lot of this, you're probably saying, well, Jesus, sheriffs, it's 2017. How come it's taking so long for you to evaluate that? Because it's evidentiary. There's chain of custody issues associated with that. We have to ensure we're dotting the I's and crossing the T, because you know there's criminal defense attorneys out there, right?
And guy's
this
dead.
Thing called the Constitution.
He's
you
dead.
You heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in the custody.
But he's
something
dead.
More may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Now, that's a very interesting tail end of that sentence. He almost says he was radicalized unbeknownst to us. And he says we want to identify that source. Or is he just asking the question? Or did the reporter lead him with the question? In either case, everyone's asking the same question. Is it based on a rational theory that ISIS was involved? Well, let's ask ourselves why that would even be a theory. That ISIS took credit for this doesn't mean very much. It could be an opportunistic thing that they did. But the fact that he has connections to the Philippines, where ISIS is very, very powerful right now, and where they have told jihadis to go to join the campaign against the world, that intrigues everyone who has a brain. Unless you live in San Francisco, I'm sure you're following the logic here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
America is talking. What they are saying is more interesting than what we're not hearing from the quote authorities. Do you believe anything of what the authorities said? What do you believe motivated the Vegas mass murderer? Where is the FBI on the worst case of mass murder in American history? Now, remember, this is supposed to be the FBI under Donald Trump. They're acting worse than they did under Obama. Where are they? Why are they silent? There's been how many days now? Not a statement from the FBI? Why? Well, maybe they're covering some leads. They have an obligation to the American people to put certain theories to rest with some evidence, not all of it. But they're not doing it, which leads us to start speculating even more wildly. And this must be put to an end, by the way. The Las Vegas sheriff blurted out, well, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source. He didn't say we would like to identify that source if he did get radicalized. He said we want to identify that source. I believe that there is a connection to something much deeper than meets the eye. I'm not even sure he did this alone, by the way. Does it make sense that one man could conduct so much firepower? And why did he need all of those rifles? Why would he have so many rifles of so many different calibers? There were at least two known calibers of ammunition that was required. It didn't make sense to me. If a guy is going to do a crazy thing like this, why wouldn't he have a rifle with the same caliber round in it so he could switch back and forth? Again, something doesn't make sense. Now, these are very trying days, admittedly. I'm going to tell you what it's doing to me and then go on. These are relentless, relentless days to be in the news business. I told you about a month ago I started a painting class. I can't even go tonight. I'm not here to tell you, oh, a crybaby. I can't paint. All I'm looking forward to is cold white wine and European food. It's that simple. But right now I'm here with you. The Las Vegas mass murderer, Stephen Paddock, was prescribed anti-anxiety drugs in June. An anti-anxiety drug was prescribed in June. I told you the name of the drug. It's Valium. Diazepam is the chemical description or name of it. But it was a 10 milligram pill. And Dr. Steven Winkler prescribed 50 of them. That's an awfully large amount of 10 milligram Valium. Paddock was prescribed 50 10 milligram diazepam pills by Henderson, Nevada physician Dr. Steven Winkler on June 21st. So let's assume he had anxiety. That doesn't necessarily mean anything unto itself. Anxiety is a very common problem in America. But he purchased the drug without insurance at a Walgreens store in Reno on the very same day it was prescribed. It's said to take the pill, one pill a day. Now, I don't know if many of you know what diazepam is like. It's a sedative hypnotic. It's a benzodiazepine. Did you know that these drugs can trigger aggressive behavior? Did you know that chronic use or abuse of sedatives such as diazepam can trigger psychotic experiences, according to drugabuse.com? I've told you I've taken them from time to time for dental work. I found something very odd about diazepam. It's a fabulous anti-anxiety pill, which I have used a few times before going to a dentist, before getting anesthesia, you know, the injected type. What happens is the next day there's a very strange feeling of aggression that comes over you. And that goes, in my mind, to the naturopathic view of medicine, which is you can only bury certain things for so long. In other words, what goes down must come up, in plain English. And the same applies to the antidepressants. To make it very simple for you, and along the way to my PhD, I earned a master's degree in pharmacology, so I know how to read the literature. I'm not just talking out of the air here. The fact of the matter is, diazepam is also a very questionable drug, and it's overprescribed. So we don't know the truth here. It's having a deep effect, the whole murder and cover-up, and it is being covered up as sure as I'm sitting here, because since we're not getting any FBI news conference, we're not really getting any national coverage that would explain so many of the unbelievable, weird happenstances surrounding this incident. So now people are getting a lot of anxiety as a result of this. And we're talking about that. Again, we have one open line, hopefully from my affiliate in Las Vegas, KBET, but you could be in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco. You could be anywhere in America listening to this show. If you are a member of a federal or local police department and you were at the crime scene and you know something that you feel is being covered up, we want to hear about it. How's that? It's that simple. Okay. Dave on WABC, what's your topic? Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, it is a pleasure to speak with you. I'm a recovering addict and now I'm actually an anti-drug advocate. I was overprescribed benzodiazepines and also overprescribed Oxycontin, which led to addiction. I know for a fact by firsthand experience the kind of symptoms and the way that you feel when you're withdrawing from benzodiazepines, and it's worse than heroin. It's worse than any other drug out there. So I don't I couldn't say with my expertise that the benzos or the Valium had anything to do in a way to trigger the shooting, but I do know that it does reduce inhibitions. If he was being radicalized and he was also taking Valium, is it possible that that could have led to an easier radicalization?
Well, you want to put that theory together. If you were writing a film script, let's write the film script. Okay, she is connected to ISIS in the Philippines. She took this white guy and brainwashed him into hating America, particularly to hate people who are country and Western music fans. I'm writing a film script with you now. And he says, I can't do this. So she starts to say to him, you have to do it. These are evil people. They're no good. And this goes on for a long while. And eventually she says, you know what you probably need to help you? You need some kind of medication to help you do this. because you're acting in, you have to do this. So they get him the numbing agent called diazepam. This is how I'd write the film script. And they start him on it in June. And by the time this comes around, he's totally numb to what he is feeling and what he is doing. I'm doing a film script now. I'm not doing reality. You get the difference, right?
That's totally believable. And if I may also, some statistics, 75% of benzodiazepines are abused. They're called pharmaceutical diversion, where it's taken off of the legal market and they're abused. And for every single senator or House of Representatives member, there are 16 lobbyists that go on behalf of these pharmaceutical companies to lobby for laws that benefit them. It's a money-making industry, and nobody is ever going to be able to come up against the big money that is behind the pharmaceutical companies that are destroying America.
Absolutely. The big pharmaceuticals are a very powerful lobbying force. They block virtually any attempts to legislate big pharma. We all know that. Not only is it a sedative and a muscle relaxant, it also has amnesiac properties. Did you know that?
Absolutely. And especially when combined with alcohol, people can black out for days.
Yes, I want to repeat that. It has amnesic properties, which means it induces amnesia in a person. Does anyone know that? Well, you know it because you're a recovering addict. It was primarily introduced as a muscle relaxant. That's what Valium was originally introduced for. It's a very interesting drug. I remember studying this in my early years in pharmacology. It was a fascinating drug. It's funny about talking about this now. There was a very famous anthropologist who first wrote about this in a popular manner. I forget his name. I don't remember the book or the name. But he used to do research in Africa. And he'd go on these long field trips, which is extremely stressful. I know it from experience. You know, people romanticize these field trips to tropical areas. They were not at all pleasant. They were very difficult. Long periods of time in strange locations with strange people who speak strange languages, strange food, strange water, in alienating places, you tend to get very spacey and very freaked out. Well, he was using Valium, and he said it induced a sense of euphoria unlike any he had ever used before. I'm just mentioning that as a side note. It's an interesting drug. You can research it on your own. I don't need to impress you by talking about the mechanism of action. You can do it yourself. You can just read Wikipedia on it. But it's a very interesting drug used not only for muscle spasms, but for anxiety. And it numbs people. So we don't know what it may have done to him. We do know that there are side effects well known in the literature, including suicide, including excitement or agitation. We know this. And the fact of the matter is, whether or not this had anything to play with his ability to commit this mass murder is a matter of conjecture at this time. It's that simple. Again, if you are a person out there who knows something about these theories that are raging in America, give us a call at 855-400-7282. Theory that the FBI is hiding a Fast and Furious type involvement is all over the internet. Jamie on KKOH in Reno, go ahead. Where did you read about that particular conspiracy theory?
Hey, Michael, how are you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to you for 20 years, and as a quick aside, I liked your loved your bumper music. Amazing how prophetic those guys were.
Yeah, the best, shortest straw. So, where did you pick up this theory on the Fast and Furious-like event?
Okay, well, so, yeah, I read this on the internet yesterday, and obviously, you know, you take everything with a grain of salt, but somebody was saying, I almost have to read it to you because it's so convoluted. This comes from one of the places that literally people will call the bowels of the internet, but it's a totally anonymous forum. Well, people go on there and post stuff, and like a lot of times, it is sourcey people that know stuff and have a place to leak it. So what they said is the Las Vegas MPD, I guess Metropolitan Police Department, knows the motive behind the attack, but the FBI will not allow us to release the motive because it implicates the FBI in illegal arms deals and supplying arms to ISIS terrorists within the U.S. borders. Stephen Paddock was an undercover FBI agent who participated in multiple illegal arms deals in the Las Vegas areas in a gun-running entrapment scheme similar to Fast and Furious. Paddock thought he was engaging in another routine arm transfer, but ISIS had learned about the entrapment scheme and Paddock's true identity. They killed him and carried up a massacre and then fled the scene. Everything is being kept under extreme wraps because, one, armed ISIS terrorists are still at large, and two, this is very embarrassing to the FBI, and they don't want their scheme to become public knowledge. I will be posting further information throughout the day. People within Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department are disgusted and pushing for this information to be released to the public.
Now, I know who posted that. It's by an anonymous source named John. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. I saw the same thing. So, as you said, we take it with not only a grain of salt, but a tablespoon of salt. So I, therefore, opened up an open line to the Savage Nation, asking any member of the Las Vegas Police Department who may know something to call this show. Thus far, 40-some-odd minutes into the Savage Nation, either they haven't heard me or there's nothing that's being covered up, but no one has called thus far. It's 46 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. In the middle of all of this, I got to tell you something about sleep. The fact is I sleep very well, and that's 100% true. That's because I use a Casper mattress. And frankly, I'd pick it out over every mattress I ever had. It really does help me get the best night's sleep, period. Once you try Casper, you're going to love yours as much as I love mine. And by the way, switching to Casper is a no-brainer. It's a higher quality mattress at a more affordable price. You can sleep cool and comfortable every night as I do, thanks to Casper's two high-tech foams, much better than on the old overpriced mattresses that you might have. Casper ships right to your door for free in a very small, how'd they do it, size box. And by the way, they'll even pick it up if you don't love it and refund you every nickel. From its breakthrough design and superior quality to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights, it's no wonder Casper was named one of Fast Company's 50 most innovative brands of 2017. So listen to me, sleeping on a mattress is the best way to try it. Why don't you put Casper to a test in your own home for 100 nights for free? Go to Casper.com, use code SAVAGE, and they will give you $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. You heard me. That's Casper.com, SAVAGE, and get $50 towards the purchase of this great mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply. What I'm about to play for you is very alarming. If there are any children in the radio audience, I would ask you to please turn the radio off or usher the children out of the room. What it is the body cam footage of the extremely brave Las Vegas Police Department during the attack. These are not the ACLU. This is not the American Civil Liberties Union going in there to suppress the fire or to stop the murder. This is not a lawyer going in there. It's not a talk show host going in there. These are the men in blue and tan. These are the men and women who put their bodies and their lives on the line every day. The people attacked by the vermin in the media, the vermin in all of these organizations that hate police. And let me tell you something. It was not Black Lives Matter going in there to stop the carnage. It was the police going in there to stop the carnage. Yes, my friends, blue lives matter. Listen very carefully the next time you're thinking of opening your big mouth about the police. And oh, by the way, the next time you're in trouble, ask yourself a question. You have 10 seconds to make a call. What are you going to call, 911 or ACLU, you morons, you? Listen to 03.
Guys, get down! Go that way! Get out of here! There's gunshots coming from over there! Go that way! There's gunshots right here!
I just hit my head.
Hey, go that way, go that way, go that way. Hey, they're shooting right at us, guys. Everybody stay down. Stay down.
Yes, the men from the Las Vegas Police Department went into a hail of bullets to suppress the fire from this maniac. It was not lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union. It was not any of the front groups funded by George Soros. It was not thugs from Black Lives Matter going in there to suppress the fire. It was men from the Las Vegas Police Department. So the next time you open your liberal mouth to put down the police, think very carefully, because it could be you who they come to save, not the ACLU, who are hiding behind a gavel somewhere in a toilet.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Get down.
This way.
Go. That way.
Again, the next time you see an officer of the law in uniform, offer to buy him a cup of coffee. That was not the sound of the ACLU or Black Lives Matter directing people during the attack. That was not the sound of Black Lives Matter or the ACLU trying to suppress the fire coming from this madman. That was the sound of the Las Vegas Police Department. The next time you hear anyone putting down the police, spit in their face, do me a favor. The next time you put down the police, check yourself into an insane asylum. They've all we've got. The others, they're on the other side of the law, every last one of them, and that includes the ACLU. They are criminals with law degrees, unraveling our society. But let's get back to the issue at hand. The issue at hand is that nothing makes sense in this entire case of mass slaughter. Nothing makes sense in the whole picture. The cover story doesn't match. The ongoing investigation doesn't make any sense. The fact that the FBI hasn't given a news conference doesn't make any sense. The fact that the Las Vegas sheriff accidentally or on purpose slipped and said that this person is to prevent this person from getting radicalized unbeknownst to us and we want to identify that source doesn't make sense. The fact that it took 68 minutes for the cops to breach the door doesn't make any sense. The intense planning of this murder, suicide so-called, does not make any sense. The use of weapons with different caliber bullets does not make any sense. Nothing makes sense. Someone just sent me an email who said, this is like the Oklahoma City bombing. And what happened after that was the Democrats took over during the following election. It looks like an inside setup. It looks like another McVeigh. It is all odd to a logical mind, and it doesn't make any sense at all. And that's why we're talking about it. We're also talking about the fact that he was prescribed a very, very dangerous psychoactive drug, 50 of them, 10 milligrams each, in June of this year by a doctor in Henderson, Nevada. That's an awfully large number of Valium at a very high dose. 10 milligrams a day is enough to numb you, to turn you into a robot who will do almost anything and feel nothing. Something is wrong with this picture. And since the, quote, authorities have dummied up and are saying nothing, it's making the anxiety level go up amongst the American people. And so that's why we're talking on the Savage Nation. It's not to incite panic. It's not to incite a curiosity. It's not to build up ratings. It's to answer the questions that America needs answered because the, quote, authorities have dummied up. They're saying nothing. Why are they saying nothing? Well, okay, give them a benefit of the doubt. They're saying nothing because they want to conduct the investigation as thoroughly as they can. The doll-faced girlfriend was brought back or came back from wherever she was, the Philippines. Who got the $100,000 that he wired? Who was the other person in the room with him the night of the shooting? Because it came out today, I believe it was on Alex Jones' website, that the receipt for the hotel room leaked to him by someone in the hotel shows that two people had dinner in that room the night before or the night of. Did you know any of that? Did that make it to ABC News? Maybe it did. I don't know. I don't know if it made it to the news show. There are too many unanswered questions. Now, I've heard all of the theories that hold no water. He was a gambler deeply in debt. Well, he's not the only gambler deeply in debt. And they don't go on mass murders. They generally kill themselves. That's what they do. They don't go and kill hundreds of people or wound hundreds of people and kill 60 people. They don't do that. They kill themselves. They don't kill others. I've not seen anything like this. None of it makes sense. Nothing makes sense. Where is the footage that he allegedly shot of himself? The pictures I saw yesterday showed the room in which he conducted the slaughter, the shooting gallery. There was a tripod and a video camera. Where is the footage? You could say, well, they can't release it because it's part of the evidence. Okay, right. So that's why the American people are increasingly nervous. You know, a government has one obligation, which is to protect the people. Did you know that? Did you know that that's what they collect taxes for? It's not to get great pensions. It's not to go on conferences about protecting the American people and boondoggle such as that. It's to protect the American people. Well, all federal and state and local agencies failed us, especially the people who were killed and their families. That's all, they failed us. Somehow, every tripwire put in place by DHS and others failed to operate and trigger any response in advance to prevent this. We've been 9-10 months now into the Trump administration, and weirdly, just 2 weeks ago, I said to you, isn't it odd how there's been no terrorist attacks under Trump's watch? We should give him credit for that. Well, unfortunately, that track record has been broken. But also, unfortunately, the very same behavior that's been conducted before by federal authorities is being watched happening right now. We're watching the same exact slow motion cover up going on. Remember what happened after San Bernardino when the two Muslim maniacs, if you want to call them that, committed jihad against their fellow workers? Do you remember they committed jihad with automatic weapons in San Bernardino? Do you remember how long it took the FBI to connect it to radical Islam? 3 days. And that is because the FBI's culture had been changed completely by Barry Hussein Obama, an Islamophilic president, if there ever was one, a man for whom there could never be any connection between the religion that he grew up with and any act that was not considered to be good. Took 3 days. How many days has it been? Why is the FBI not saying anything to calm the American people? That's what I want to know. But I want to know what you know. And we're also talking about the drugs involved, the damaging effects of SSRIs, the damaging effects of diazepam, what they've done to you, things like that. We have other sound for you. Of course, we have Hillary Clinton acting like the dumb fool that she always has been. At a time like this, to turn this into a partisan event is very sickening. I have not done that, by the way. If you listen to this show for the last 3 days, this being day three of coverage, have you heard me attack the Democrats once? Not once. But it didn't take Hillary Clinton more than a few minutes to turn it into a screed against Republicans. Here is the sickest woman in the American political landscape in clip 7.
The way that the Republican Party has been captured by the NRA, which has intimidated a lot of Democrats, not all, thank goodness, but a lot, is one of the worst developments of the last 25 years.
This is sickening. She is a sickening partisan loser. You know, I could see a Democrat winning. I hope they don't, but I could see it happening given the Republican Party and the lousy state that they're in and the fact that there's no leadership there. But not her. Can't you people come up with anyone but her? Can't you people come up with someone who's actually on the side of America and America's values instead of this harpy? Listen to her again in clip 8. Partisanship at a time like this is not only below the belt, it's outside the ken of human experience. Listen to 08.
We don't even allow people to get federal funds to look into gun deaths and what makes
lie number one.
You know, some people more inclined to reach for a gun, and
lie.
How we keep guns out of the hands of
lie,
you know, criminals
two.
And the mentally ill. One of the first things Trump did when he became president was to undo the regulation from the Obama era. So, you know, mental health records no longer prevent you from buying a gun. In fact, being blind does not any longer prevent you from buying, you know, buying
a gun. Okay, I got to stop right now. This is not only absurd, it's evil. She is pure, unadulterated evil. And thank God she lost the election. That's all I can say. She belongs only on late night talk shows where fake comedians read scripts written for them by fanatics who pretend that they're politicians all of a sudden. When in history have we seen so many low-grade, non-funny men acting as late-night comics become little politicians? How in the world can this Jonas Schimmel become such a political animal and keep his job? Who listens to Jonah Kimmel? Does anyone listen to Jonah Kimmel? I wouldn't even buy a knish from that guy. Okay, let's get some calls going on the Savage Nation. I believe this was a setup for a number of reasons. One, to force gun legislation. Whether he did it or not is not even relevant at this time, although I certainly would like to know whether he did it. Whether he's connected to ISIS is very important. We need to know that. What the girlfriend has to do with it, we need to know that. Who got the money, we need to know that. But there's no question in my mind that this is being used by demagogues like Hillary Clinton and the other rats on the left to push gun control legislation and also to launch themselves back into the power structure. There's no question about any of that. Mike on WFTL, what have you got to say on the Savage Nation?
Hey, I want to say that this was a screaming a terror act operation from the get-go because of the sheer fact that the FBI came out so emphatically and so quickly. I mean, we as laymen and movie watchers, like you said, if we were writing the script, I would walk out of the theater if the FBI came out within an hour and said there's no connection to terror. I mean, what happened to no comment? We're under investigation. Isn't that the canvas?
Yeah, how did the FBI know that within an hour when after almost a year of investigation, they still can't find if there's any connection to Russia with Donald Trump? How in the world could they know that with any degree of certainty?
Mike, everybody knows no comment is the official canned quick response that we all get frustrated with for days on end when they ask specific details from the press about what happened. Was there any terror connection? No comment. We're still under investigation. Of course, it's the prudent way to go. Not only that, but the elaborate, extensive, and expensive fingerprint of this operation is exactly par for course with the type of operation that these ISIS and other Muslims.
Mike, I've had many veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars call this show, and they all said the same thing you're saying. It has all the fingerprints of Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Every one of them said the same thing. Not only the sound of the weapons, but also the planning, the careful planning, and the method of execution is classic ISIS execution method.
Methodology. Just like 9/11.
All right, well, look, we need answers, and we're not getting them, which is why this is not going to go away. The longer this festers, the more people will be asking these questions. Pay very close attention to who's calling for gun control. Pay especially close attention to those who call this the act of white men, who use this against white men. You'll know who the racists are in the media landscape and in the university landscape. Okay? It's that simple. WDRC Radio, line 4. Oh, I don't have time right now. We have one open line, 855-407-2282. Again, we're keeping one open line all day today for any member of law enforcement who knows something and wants to say something but is not permitted to say something from departmental strictures. Let's put it to you that way. If you know something and you want to say something to the American people, we'll try to confirm who you are. We will not trace the call because we cannot. Not one call coming into this show can be traced, nor have we ever traced the call, ever. We don't do that. Are you listening to me? If you know something, say something. Isn't that what the government has told us to do? See something, say something. In event of a terror attack, see something, say something. Well, here's a national forum. If you see something and know something, 855-400-7282.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is there anyone in this audience who was in the military who can tell me with any degree of certainty, and I did this on Monday, if you have very clear abilities to listen to the sound of those guns? I am not an expert, but it doesn't sound like a .223 was being fired. It sounds like a higher caliber mounted machine gun that was being fired, number one. And number two, it sounds like there were different guns being fired at the same time, or one after the other. I don't believe there was one shooter, and I don't believe it makes any sense that he would have brought all those guns into the room in different caliber. It makes no sense at all. Am I the only one in the media who's asked the question? Yes. Why? One, because most people in the media are dumb. Dumb as Jim Kimmel. Dumb as a knish. They know how to make a suit and tie look good, but they have the brains of a knish at Jonah Schimmel's. They have no idea what we're talking about. They can't even follow this discussion. It makes no sense. They're buying the party line. And that is why I'm asking you to call this program and express your viewpoint. It's that simple. Something's wrong with the whole picture. In addition to this, I seriously believe that we need a national discussion about limiting, and I mean limiting, really limiting, the overprescription of SSRIs and or mood control drugs. I'm not saying that people who have trouble mentally should not have access to drugs. But the fact of the matter is there are a lot of mentally unstable people out there who are being housed not where they belong in psychiatric hospitals, but housed in the streets. They may look like everyone else, but they're not like everybody else. And I think there's an overprescription, and I think that we need to talk about drug control, not gun control. But I don't think any of the politicians will be talking about drug control because they're in the pockets of Big Pharma, as sure as I am sitting here. It's that simple. 855-407-282. As far as Antifa literature in the room, I don't know if that's true or false. I believe that every individual who's carried out mass shootings have been on mood-altering drugs. I think that's been confirmed. Did you hear me? I think it's been confirmed. And it's an overprescription that is epidemic because of the power of the pharmaceutical industry. They own almost every member of Congress. And they're on the boards of most major networks, interlocking corporate directorships. Know anything about that, Mr. Schimmel?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
At the State of the Union address, you know, but when you're in the room, what you can see is this real dichotomy that on one side of the room, it's a feeling of color almost. On one side of the room, it's literally gray and white. Literally, that's the color palette on one side of the room. On the other side of the room, there's yellows and blues and whites and greens. Physically, there's a difference in color. In the tone.
Wow.
Because one side, all men, all white. I look at that and I go, no wonder. No wonder we struggle. No wonder people don't trust politics.
Do you realize how vile Michelle Obama is? Do you realize what a racist she is? Do you understand that she's one of the wealthiest women on earth right now who travels only with millionaires and billionaires? Who just signed a $70 million book deal, and she spews racial hatred towards white men at a speech at the Pennsylvania Conference for Women Do you have any idea why America is sicker now than it ever has been? Since the Civil War, America has never been more at each other's throats. After almost a decade of these two hateful people, who are so obsessed with color and have such hatred for white men, except when they're off air, when they seem to travel only with rich white men. It's really sickening. That's all I can say. Does it have anything to do with today's work about the shooting in Las Vegas? Not really. But for her to say that people don't trust politics because GOP is all men and all white is absolutely the most racist thing I've ever heard come out of a politician's mouth. So please don't tell me how wonderful the Obamas are. They're two of the most devious people and the most divisive people I've ever seen on the American political stage. WABC Lance, line 9, go ahead, please. Line 9, go ahead. I think I hit the button, but there I slipped. Can you bring it up for me, please? Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage.
Lance. Yes.
I heard what you said about the gunfire coming from the hotel and the distinctive sound. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Lance. We're listening.
Okay. The distinctive sound, immediately I thought it was an M60 machine gun. I was in the Army. I used to teach M203, M60, and M16. The only thing is, with that sound, in the hotel room, there would be linkage and brass associated with a 60. But the sound definitely sounded like an M60 machine gun to me.
Well, it didn't sound like an AR-15, nor like a... did it sound like an AK to you? Didn't one of the guns sound like an AK-47?
The AK has more of a muffled sound, like a pop, or like a pop, 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 pop. You could tell when you're firing a 60, I used to be an assistant gunner on an M60 machine gun. That brass and those rounds, when they come out of there, that sound, I was brought right back to Fort Dix, 1983, when I was a trainee.
Okay, let me ask you something, Lance. What is the caliber of the round in an M60?
The caliber of the round? Oh, my God, Michael.
All right, we'll get that. I'm not sure going to put you on the spot, because unless we hear from the personnel in the hospitals on the show today, okay, or read about it tomorrow, and I thank you for your call, Lance. How do we know anything about this mass murder? We're learning almost nothing other than the number of victims and the alleged shooter. That's all we're hearing. And yet stuff keeps leaking. We saw a receipt on Alex Jones's website that was given to him. I saw the receipt. He didn't make it up. A room receipt from this guy's account in that exact room the night before or the night of for two people having dinner. Who was the other person in the room? Why is that not a major story? There are so many questions that are not being answered, and that is why intelligent people in the country are not believing the cover story. Maybe the dummies out there believe, maybe the people who follow the Emmys and the Oscars, maybe dummies like that. Maybe dummies who read the New York Times are believing the cover story. Maybe dummies who read newspapers are following and believing every word. Maybe the dummies who live in San Francisco who believe that democracy is in action in the city and believe they have a newspaper. Maybe the dummies in San Francisco who think they're so smart are believing the cover story. But let me tell you something. People with a real IQ who have a skeptical mind are not believing any of this cover story. It's that simple. That's all. KSFO, Mike, line 1, go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I'm going to be quick and to the point. The other day you asked the question, what kind of weapon could fire a 223 at the rate of fire and the capacity of fire that was being fired? And I'm a former Marine, and I could tell you with absolute certainty, the weapon that would do that would be the M249 squad automatic weapon. That's my first point. My second point, I do believe there was a second shooter. I could hear the overlapping of the cadences in that body cam video audio that you had played earlier.
Well, I take it from an expert, Mike. You're a former Marine, so you know what you're talking about. You're not Jonas Schimmel, the Knish man on television at night. You know what you're talking about. You're not getting up here just to shoot your mouth off. So what does that tell you then? Do you believe the cover story?
No, I don't, and I'll tell you why. There are already reports out there that there was a couple going through the crowd telling everybody, you're all going to die, you're all going to die, about 45 minutes prior.
Yes, we heard that the first day. They were Hispanic, not that we're talking about the race other than for identity purposes. Who are they? Have they been tracked down? Why were they going through the crowd saying, you're going to die, you're all going to die? Who are they?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But my wife actually had a friend that was there, and he's asking the same question on his Facebook. He's very distraught, you know. But I just wanted to get that out there to all your listeners, M249 squad automatic weapon.
Now, you've seen pictures of the killer's room, right, on the internet?
Yes.
Was any such weapon seen in the arsenal?
I did not see that weapon in the pictures, no.
Okay. You didn't see the weapon you're describing in the picture. So you are of the opinion that that weapon was being fired from another location.
I am, and here's why. Yes, you could buy like these single and dual drum round magazines for AR-15s, and yes, you could modify the AR-15 to fire rapid fire like that. But there are some of the volleys in the audio you can hear. He'd go way beyond the amount of rounds being fired. Now, the reason I mentioned the M249 is it could be fed three ways. You could side feed it with a 30-round magazine, you could box feed it with a 200-round box, or you could belt feed it.
There were 23 guns found in the Vegas shooter's Mandalay Bay hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
They found bump stocks as well.
Correct.
But you're saying amongst those 23 guns, you didn't see an M249 in any of the pictures released, did you? I didn't.
No, I didn't see him. And I do believe there was a second shooter simply because there's a second shooting location.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there are two windows, 22 feet apart. I'm saying there were two firing positions. And just the sheer number, the volume of weapons in the room would indicate he had company.
Yeah, why would one man need 29 different weapons in a room? If you're talking about a madman planning a mass murder like this,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't he logically use two rifles with the same caliber ammunition? And all the guns that were shown do not fire the same ammunition, do they?
As far as I know, I haven't really looked into those completely.
I did, and I'm telling you right now, if you have in the same room an M16, then you have in the same room an AR-15, then you have in the same room an AK-47, they're firing different caliber ammunition. Why is that not being discussed by the geniuses in the media? Can you explain that to me? Because they're all the same. A Knish has more intelligence than most people on ABC, CBS, and NBC, and you can throw the rest of them in the same basket. A Knish has more intelligence than most of the callers on this show. Right? Wrong. My callers are the smartest callers in the United States of America. KLIF, Dallas, Texas, John. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you know?
Michael, that last caller basically said exactly what I was going to tell you. When I first heard the volume, it sounded just like a saw to me, like 5.56. Any higher caliber would be a lower sound, like a boop, 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 boop. Also, I don't want to sound grotesque, but higher caliber is going to start knocking body parts off, and I didn't hear anything like that going on, so it had to be a small caliber.
Hold on 1 minute. Would a higher caliber gun have knocked body parts off from 400 yards?
Sure. Like a 50 cal, or, I mean, a 7.62 goes through vehicles. That a 7.62 round will go through, you know, armor. So...
Okay, I'm going to hold on a minute. Is there anyone listening to this program in Las Vegas? Wait, John, please hold on. I'm asking again. I have a fabulous affiliate in Las Vegas, KBET. It's a three-hour live show out there, my show. Is there anyone who is listening to this program in Las Vegas right now who was either EMT or working in a hospital who can tell us anything about the type of entry and exit wounds that were seen on the individuals who were shot at and or slaughtered by this Vegas madman? And I thank you for that call, John. It's very informative. The phone number here is 855-407-2282. Something is wrong with the whole picture. I am more distressed today than I was on Monday. I'm distressed by the silence that is emanating from the, quote, authorities. Something is wrong. We know that Paddock's girlfriend is a person of interest and she came back or they got her, right? But we also know yesterday, and this was swept away really quickly, We saw the picture from the room from the Daily Star out of the UK. Photos emerge of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock's body, and there is a note. That came out at the end of the show yesterday. And in the pictures of the room, amongst the pictures in the room, there's a disturbing picture of all you see are his feet and two of the mounted, of the tripod mounted weapons, a hammer, conveniently placed, by the way, there. It looks like it was staged. And then there's a pen and a note. The whole thing looks like a story staged by Hollywood thus far. The whole thing doesn't add up. Paddock's room was packed with 23 guns and lots of ammo. Daily Star Online says there's a close-up of the killer's face, but they don't want to publish it. Other angles show a bipod-mounted rifle at his feet. Another weapon lies beneath his legs, and his body is surrounded with brass shell casings. Okay, well, that answers some questions. It then says, listen carefully. Same article says, pictures show a pile of magazines neatly stacked next to a column in the bedroom. Really, magazines of what? Weapons are scattered madly throughout the room, propped up against chairs and lying on sofa cushions. What? Why would he need 29 weapons? Tell me why. Why would a man who's going to conduct such a mass slaughter bring 29 weapons into a room? An M60 round is a 7.62 millimeter. But there are weapons in that room that do not shoot a 7.62. There are more questions than answers. The sound of silence from the, quote, authorities is causing great anxiety in the United States of America. And we are asking the authorities very, very respectfully once again. We're not demanding. We're asking you. Please release more information that does not compromise your investigation. The American people are nervous. We are not talking about the residents of San Francisco. They're brainwashed. We're not talking about the residents of the Upper West Side of Manhattan. They don't think. They simply goose-step to the New York Times and the Daily News. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The Savage Nation. Let me just tell you right now that protecting your family happens to be your number one responsibility, and I've got an answer for you. It's called Simply Safe Home Security. It happens to be a great way to do it. I've met Simply Safe's founder. He's a mechanically minded, math kind of guy. And years back at Harvard in grad school, when his friends started getting robbed in Boston, they came to him and they say, look, we can't buy a security system, right? They have to be hardwired. We don't own our houses. There's a 3-year contract. It's very expensive. So he says, okay, there's got to be a better way. So he invents Simply Safe. It's a great system. It's totally wireless. It's top shelf, complete security with 24/7 alarm monitoring and police dispatch. And with Simply Safe, there are no contracts or hidden fees. You're never locked into the company. Simply Safe's popularity has soared since then. They're protecting 2 million people right now. So please check out Simply Safe. You'll get 10% off at simplysafesavage.com, or if you want your home protected even sooner like tonight, please go to Best Buy. You can buy Simply Safe right there. Or go to simplysafesavage.com, simplysafesavage.com. We have a caller right now, Gail, calling from Las Vegas on KBET. She was in the crowd. She was shot at. She has something to say that you're not going to hear from Jonas Schimmel on NBC. Gail, line 7, go ahead. You have the floor.
Oh, hi there. First off, I've never been in the military, and I'm not a pro by any means on guns or anything like that. But when we were running, because we were out in the open and everything, we were running near the vendor tents, and we were just, you know, easy shots. There was a Metro police officer out there that saw us running, and he ran and he grabbed me and pulled my husband and him into the vendor tent. They're like little plastic tents. And we went down, and we could hear all the shooting, and we would hear them load and then stop shooting, or, you know, shoot and then stop shooting and load. And while we were laying there, this officer was covering me because of all the shots. And the thing that we've noticed, and my husband noticed too, and I think even the Metro police officer, there were shots that were higher pitched. There were shots that were lower sounding. And they were going at the same time, and the lower shots were getting closer to us. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's somebody walking in the crowd spraying their gun back and forth and shooting people. And he was getting closer. The shots would stop. The officer got up and walked out, and I heard his radio because I was right there. And we heard, we have active shooters. And then my officer who was in protecting me said, where is he? Where is he? Do you see him? Is he behind us? Do you have a visual? And then the shot.
So you're saying there was a shooter in the crowd going around shooting people in the crowd?
We don't know. And that's what my husband and I are trying to figure out.
But you said you heard two different types of gunfire.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Guys, get down! Go that way! Get out of here! There's gunshots coming from over there! Go that way! There's gunshots right here!
I just hit my head.
Go that way, go that way, go that way. Hey, they're shooting right at us, guys. Everybody stay down. Stay down.
That's the sound of a real man, Las Vegas Police Department. You're not listening to the sound of the ACLU undermining the police. But today's topic is not about the vermin in the media, the vermin in these activist groups funded by the worst man on the planet. It is about what actually occurred. Who actually did the shooting? Was there more than one shooter? The reason we are asking this is because even an untrained ear can hear the different sounds of several different guns. We know the lunatic allegedly had 29 different guns, which makes no sense unto itself. If a man is going to go do a crazy thing like this, he would not bring weapons that have different caliber ammunition. That's something that the Knish on late night television doesn't understand. That's something that Woody Allen wouldn't understand. It's something Larry David wouldn't understand. It's something that maybe Robert Niro would understand from all the horror movies he has been involved in, all the shootings. Okay, so you had several different weapons with different calibers being shot by the same man, right? Wrong. It's impossible to believe that. An AR-15 shoots a .223. An M60 shoots a 7.62. An AK-47 also shoots a 7.62. Why would a man want to confuse ammunition in the middle of such an event? He wouldn't. Something's wrong with the picture. In addition to this, we have a caller on the line who has been gracious enough to stay over. She's Gail. She's calling from Las Vegas on my affiliate KBET. She was actually shot at. She's not a late-night crybaby comedian making believe he knows what the hell he's talking about. She was shot at. She said she heard two different types of sounds, meaning two different types of guns. But worse than that, in terms of this investigation that's being covered up, she said she believes there was a man going through the crowd, shooting at people in the crowd. Gail, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Welcome back. Thanks for staying on the line. Please tell your story all over again to a brand new audience on the Savage Nation.
Okay. Well, first there, we heard the popping of the sounds, and we thought it was a firecracker, you know. And it was only like, you know, three or four pop, pop, pops. And then it got quiet, and then a couple more pop, 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 pops, and then it just started spraying. You know, it just like, just nonstop bullets shooting. So everybody started running, and we just ducked. You know, my husband and I, we just went on the ground and froze. And I remember, you know, there's a girl that was standing right next to me that was shot in the stomach, and she had a huge bullet wound in her stomach. It was huge. It wasn't a little tiny thing, and she was bleeding profusely. It was horrible, and then people were just freaking out, and so everybody had ran, and we were just still standing there, and my husband said, Gail, we got to go, we got to go, we got to run, we're going to get shot. So we got up, and we started running toward the vendor tents, they're the white plastic tents, and there was a Metro Police officer that was out there, and he saw us running, and he said, come here, get here, and he grabbed me, and he pulled us inside the tent, and we went down. And the shots kept going and going. And then they would stop. And then we were like, okay, it's okay. It's all over. And then they would start all over again. And it seemed to me, and I'm not a pro on guns and bullets, anything, but there was like higher sounding bullets and then a really lower, deeper bullet. And as we were laying there, it sounded like the shots were getting closer to us, and I'm going, oh my God, we're going to get shot. They're going to see us in this tent. Because it seemed like somebody, I'm not saying this by any means, but to me, it sounded like somebody was actually walking from the crowd from west to east through the crowd and shooting, because everybody was going in one direction because there's no way out. And then they would stop, and then it would be like higher pitches and then no sound. So, and then the sound would start again, but they were on top of each other, it sounded. And I was freaking out, you know, obviously.
Well, hold on, you just said they would be on top of each other, meaning the higher sounding bullet and then the lower sounding, or let's say the sound of one gun higher then lower, and they were coming at you at the same time?
They sounded at the same time, and the one that was lower kept getting closer sounding to us. And I'm thinking, your brain goes through all these images and thoughts, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it sounds like there's somebody on the ground that is shooting. And what was so bizarre about this is that Mandalay Bay was on our right. This creep was on the, 32nd floor, and the girl that was standing right beside me, maybe 7-8 inches behind me, got shot straight in her stomach, right above her belly button. Now, how does a bullet come straight down and make a left turn and hit her in the stomach? And I don't understand it.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand. So the hotel is on the right, but she got shot from the left?
She got shot straight in the center. We were facing due south. Mandalay.
So you were facing away from the hotel? Gail, I want to be clear. You were facing away from the hotel?
Our right shoulder would be facing Mandalay Bay.
Okay, on the right shoulder, there's the hotel. Now, your stomach is facing diagonal to that hotel. And you're saying the girl next to you is facing in the same direction as you and your husband?
Yes, we were both facing west.
Okay, so you're asking how could she get struck directly in her stomach from that direction when there was allegedly no shooter there?
Well, see, that's what's so bizarre, because I even thought that. Because how could a bullet be coming from our right, which was on our west? We're facing direct south. A bullet would have to come straight up and make a 90-degree left turn and go into her stomach.
Gail, has anyone from Las Vegas Metro interviewed you?
Not from there, but I've had other interviews with, like, CBS, and I was mentioned at the White House by Sarah Huckabee, you know.
But did you tell the story that you just told about two different sounds of two different sounding guns?
Facing south, yes.
No. Did you tell what you just told my audience to the other folks who have interviewed you? Did you say that exact thing?
No, because no one asked me that.
Oh. Oh, no one asked you that. The knishes in the media didn't ask you that.
No.
A hot dog has more analytical ability than most people in the media. Gail, listen to me. What you have just said on this program will make the news.
Okay.
And I'm not going to divulge your name. I don't want you to be exposed to this. Frankly, if I were you, Gail, I would not give any more interviews. Listen to me very carefully, Gail.
Yes, sir.
Please do not give any more interviews. Do not divulge your name. disappear into the night, Gail?
Well, they're finding me. I don't know how, but I haven't given any interviews except to the CBS, and they're very gracious, you know. And
well, they're very gracious. Be careful with them. They're not very gracious. They're very dangerous. Gail, I'm going to let you go because I don't want you to be on this phone any longer. I just want to thank you for surviving and for being an eyewitness to an American tragedy. Did you hear that call? Now, I know this is going to be picked up by a few websites. We're going to do the MP3 of it. That's the sound capturing of that interview. I guess the headline will be "Call It to Savage's Radio Show, Who Was Shot At That Night, Says There Were Multiple Shooters Coming From Different Directions." My suspicion is InfoWars will pick it up. My hope is that when it goes up on michaelsavage.com, it'll be picked up more broadly, hopefully by the biggest site in the world. I can't guarantee it. I don't want to mention it because it would be like I'm begging the question, and I am not. I don't need the self-aggrandizement. I don't need the promotion. What I need is the truth. If you have any other information, if you're at that concert, or if you know something and want to say something, the phone number is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Now let's go to another caller. KSFO, Garrett, line 4. You say a friend of yours was at the concert with you, and who was shot, you or your friend?
My friend was shot. There was 5 of us there at the concert. And I definitely concur with the previous lady's story that we think there was 2 shooters as well. We were about 50 yards back, left side of the stage, and you heard 2 distinct patterns of gunfire. And you heard one pattern that was more of an AK, like a crack. And you heard the other one that was kind of that deeper mulling sound. But some of the rounds sounded like they were like right on top of you. And the other one sounded like they were coming from up top. So it sounded like we were caught like in a crossfire, like both windows were being shot out of or something.
My God. Now, Garrett, were you in the military where you know the difference in the sound of,
no,
of
I was in the military, but I own AR-15s. I've shot machine guns. I've shot most everything. It sounded like a belt-fed gun that comes out of, like, a helicopter. It didn't sound like the normal.
Well, that's what I'm an amateur, and I'm listening to this sound that the Las Vegas Police Department released. It doesn't sound to me like an AR-15. I owned one years ago, and I used to train with it in the 80s. I have since gotten rid of it because it's illegal in California, but it never sounded like that. Right. Secondly, why would one man have several guns with different caliber bullets? I've asked that question all day today. Not one of the knishes in the media has asked the very obvious question. The whole story doesn't match, Garrett.
I know. And the other question I have is, if he was only firing for 10 minutes and it took 72 minutes to capture him, why was there full magazine sitting in the room for an hour? What was he doing that whole hour sitting there?
Wait, say that again. I didn't follow that. Please repeat that.
I said they claim he was shooting for 10 minutes, and it seemed like forever, but they said it took 72 minutes to breach the room. So if he shot for 10 minutes and it took 72 minutes to get inside the room, why was there pictures of full magazine sitting on the floor there with all those? Why were they still full? What was he doing for an hour? He wasn't shooting.
He wasn't shooting.
I mean, if he's there in the room.
In the killing of JFK, there were the famous Zagruder tape. What is this killer's name again? I'm drawing an absentee ballot on his name. I forget his name. Does anybody remember this idiot's name? The fall guy, the patsy.
I forgot.
I can find it in a minute. But the patsy allegedly shot a videotape of himself while he was conducting this atrocity. Okay, I would like to see that tape released, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. They need to release the tape. They need to release the note. They need to release the security footage inside the actual hotel. They need to release all of it. We're all of us are.
Garrett, your friend was shot. What kind of entry wound was it?
It was a clean through and through, and most of the wounds actually that we talked to were clean shots through and through, which means they were probably full metal jacket rounds. So, it was a clean through and through. It went through his leg. It didn't hit any bone or any arteries. It hit one of his nerves, but it looked like a 223 round, and it went clean in, clean out. There was no big exit wound, and most of the wounds were that same type of just clean entry and exit without a lot of blowout. I think they were...
Which would indicate to you which weapon, an AK?
I would think they were full metal jacket rounds that is typically used in a machine gun type thing. I was thinking maybe an RPK, which is an AK variant of a machine gun. or possibly.
Well, we had a nurse call the show on Monday, who said most of the bullet wounds were 22 caliber. Now that would indicate a 223, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, so they.
I mean, we know what 223 means. It's basically 22 caliber with a longer cartridge, with a longer shell casing for more power, and of course a longer bullet per se. But it's a 22 caliber bullet.
Right, and I think.
All right, this is a horrible story, and the reason we are immersing ourselves in the gory details, Garrett, is because we're not getting the answers that we need, and logical people want logical answers. Thus far, we've got nothing that makes any sense. To you, who was there? You who were shot at? You lived through it. Does any of the cover story make sense to you, Garrett?
No, honestly, the first thing that came into my mind was Muslims were coming to slaughter all of us. That's exactly what I thought. First thing that popped in my mind is we're going to all get slaughtered right here, right now. We're running for our lives. There's people getting shot at. And all of us want answers. That's the thing. There's all of us that want these answers, and we're not getting them.
Garrett, God bless you, and thank you for calling the show. I'm just out of time at this moment. I will be with you until the top of the hour. Again, we invite eyewitnesses to call the Savage Nation show because I think we have added some evidence to this discussion, evidence that has not been forthcoming from the Knishes in the media nor from the Frankfurters in the, let us say, intelligence community. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Okay, this is not a very pleasant topic to discuss, but look, we're living through the 9/11 of our time. That's what this was. I don't care whether the Knish on television or the Frankfurter on television has told you that. That's what it is. America's freaking out over this, rightly so. It's the worst mass slaughter in American history, and already it's being covered up and brushed aside by the Knishes and the Frankfurters in the media. I'm not going to do that. And we've got callers to this show who are adding information to the subject. We're getting way ahead of ourselves, or are we leading the investigation? There used to be a saying in the 70s that the liberals loved. They just loved it, how they've become exactly the opposite of what they used to be. And it went something along these lines. I don't quite remember it. It was a bumper sticker, very popular amongst the San Francisco liberals. When the leaders don't lead, the people will lead the leaders. When the leaders won't lead, the people will lead the leaders. We've been leading the leaders every which way we can. I've led them on borders, language, and culture for 22 years, 23 years. Finally, we have a president trying to do something about it. And the internationalists who despise our nation, who despise the whole idea of nationhood, who hate the flag, are doing everything they can to undermine this revolution that's occurring right in front of their eyes. And whether or not this mass murder has something to do with derailing this revolution, I do not know at this time. There are inklings at this time to tell me there is something to do with this mass slaughter, to do with seizing our weapons, and worse yet, much more than that. We see what's going on in Europe with the fascists called the liberals of the EU. Isn't it odd that the, quote, liberal media has not defined the fascists in Spain for what they are? Beating up old ladies, destroying ballot machines, breaking down the doors of polling stations. That is fascism by any name. But you haven't seen that said in the New York Times or the San Francisco Toilet Chronicle, have you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation. I've got a lot of fools putting posts up on my Twitter feed saying, now you become a conspiracy theorist? Do you believe Sandy Hook is a hoax also? No, I do not, madam, nor have I ever said that. However, the investigation is still ongoing, morons, and we're getting callers who were actually shot at, unlike you couch potatoes who get all of your news force-fed to you like milk to a baby veal. You fools, you. Many, many people have called this show and other shows and said they were sure there was more than one shooter. The fact of the matter is, you want to remain skeptical? Go ahead. Do whatever you want. But you're saying it's fake news because people are calling, and which source is reliable to you? What is it? CNN is a reliable source? What's a reliable source to you? People who are actually there, or people who have the brains of a knish who know how to make a tie? KBET Las Vegas. Jessica, you were there. What did you hear?
So, Hi there. I have friends that are survivors out here, and each and every one of them have said, as soon as they heard the bullets, they started running away from the bullets. But then what they also said is once they would stop, they would get up to run again, and bullets were coming towards them. So there was, for sure, other shooters. There were.
So you're saying what the other lady said, which is you were running away from the direction of the hotel,
yep.
And they were getting shot at from the direction that you were running to, not from the hotel.
Exactly. So they were.
But because the stupid, gullible Democrat voters out there did not hear it on CNN, it's not real, it's fake news. Do you hear how stupid some of these people are?
I have friends that were shot. One of my friends just had hand surgery yesterday to get all the shrapnel out. There's another bullet stuck in her buttocks. They will not take it out. But like you guys said earlier, whatever artillery they were using, these weren't blowing off limbs and stuff. They were penetrating and going into their body, but not coming back out. So I don't know. I'm not an expert on guns, but there were definitely other shooters, and I was skeptical of that at first, too. But now hearing it live from my friends, I know there were other people there. There were other people there shooting, possibly.
Were you at the event yourself or only your friends?
I was not. I've been out here in Vegas for 18 years. I have a lot of friends that were there. I went to college out here. I had plenty of different friends that were out.
Jessica, what's the climate in Las Vegas right now? Are the people skeptical of what the government is saying or not saying?
Oh, big time. I mean, our media, I'm shocked that we don't have more people getting interviewed that were there. You asked that last lady, Gail, were you interviewed? Like, there should be interviews. I know the FBI's been down there. That whole area's been blocked off for a few days now. So I assume I have to give, like, the best interest to them that they're investigating and they're not releasing information, but the
But why are the major media outlets so-called not Why are the major media outlets not interviewing people who were actually shot at? Can you answer that question?
No, I can't, and I agree.
Well, I can, because they got the cover story from the government, and they want to repeat the government cover story because it's called the government media complex. And I will tell you something else. It's worse now than it ever was in my entire 23-year radio career. Back in 1998, I gave a speech when Clinton was president at the Commonwealth Club. Yes, the Commonwealth Club. And the title of my speech was, Beware the Government Media Complex. Well, if it's still going on under Trump, it means that there's not only a deep state, it's a very troubling deep state that's at work here, and they now own the press lock, stock, and barrel. It's not fake news. It's well beyond that. This is now Soviet-era propaganda. Thank you for the call. This is a nightmare. If the people in Las Vegas are freaked out over the lack of coverage and investigation, why shouldn't you be? KBET has another caller out of Las Vegas. You're getting something you're not going to get from the nightly news, which is all I can offer you, is what I can offer you. And I'm not offering it to you. All I am is a vehicle for those who were there. Here's Alan on KBET Radio in Las Vegas. Alan, what have you got to say that we haven't heard yet?
I am driving back from Mesquite now, and I managed to track down the shooter's house, and I was shocked that there's no police tape. There's no security in front of it. You can drive right up to the house. There's a few signs in the community that just say community residents only, but I didn't see any type of security presence.
So you could drive right up to Paddock's house in Mesquite, and there's no police tape?
I can post photos right to your Twitter handle here in a little bit. I drove right up to it. There's no one around. There's no one walking around.
You know, this reminds me of an old Steven Seagal movie, like whatever those movies were, where there's a total conspiracy to kill him because he was an honest cop in Chicago. And when they go after his wife in his own house, this is what it's starting to sound like to me. It's very eerie. Why would they leave a crime scene like that exposed to the public?
Oh, I even mentioned it was very eerie when I videotaped some of the house. I just said it's a very eerie feeling as you're in front of this house. There's no one around, no security. There was one unmarked van across the street from the main entrance, but it's a non-gated community, and I was just shocked to see that.
All right, Alan, could you post it to at a Savage Nation on my Twitter feed?
I'm driving, but I will do it very shortly.
When you get out of the valley there in Vegas, and the mountains are probably interfering with the feed, please post it to Michael Savage's Twitter feed, at a Savage Nation. This is shocking. Thanks for the call. Anyone else have anything to say that we haven't heard yet? Because we've heard several things we haven't heard yet. I realize that it's not been confirmed by Wolf Blitzer's stamp. It hasn't been confirmed by the great geniuses in night comedy. But since when have you believed drug addicts before? Why should you believe psychotics who are drug addicts who know how to fake the fact that they're not totally insane? Look, I'm getting crazier by the minute, and I'm going to really get angry in a few minutes. I'm trying to control my anger. I'm feeling a lot of rage right now. And the rage I'm feeling is directed in many different directions. I'll keep it to myself because I don't think I need to share it right now. Something is so wrong with this picture. Callers to my radio show, several of them have now said they were there that night, they were shot at that night, they had friends who were shot at that night, that there were multiple shooters. We also know the mass murder was on anti-anxiety medications. I asked, should they be outlawed? I said, too many shootings from people on meds. Again, on my Twitter feed. It's not a new subject for me. It's an old one. I wrote a book about it in 1981. But I'm not going to deal with the medical med thing right now. I've got to deal with the crime scene because the newspapers have failed us. The television shows have failed us. Who's going there tonight? Another showman from Fox News? Another, hey, Abbott's going to go there? And what's he going to tell us that we don't know already? What's hey Abbott going to do? Shake hands with celebrities and feather his own nest for a few hours? Hey, Abbott, Lou Costello of the television is going to go there tonight. Just what we needed. Will there be any investigation? We'll get a ha, a who, a ha, a hum, and here's Mayor Goodman, and here's Mayor Goodman's wife, and I want to introduce this one and that one. Here's Donald Trump, and there's Melania, and that's what you're going to get tonight. From the Hey Abbott from Fox News. That does not satisfy me. I wish him a lot of luck, Hey Abbott. But Hey Abbott is not a newsman. He's not a commentator. He's nothing but a dunce. What you are hearing today on this show should alarm you. Because you haven't heard it anywhere else, nor have I. Let's go back to the top of the hour. Young woman calls, her and her husband being shot at. Hotels on the right. They run for cover. They get up. They run to the left, to the west of the shooting. And bullets are coming at them from that direction, not from the hotel. That's not called a ricochet. Not when there are multiple rounds coming directly at them. She was sure that there were two different shooters and from two different directions. I would suspect that we have to believe someone who was there being shot at rather than someone who is simply reading the internet for all of their information. There's a huge disconnect in America and the world right now between digital knowledge and real knowledge. And I don't think most people know the difference between digital knowledge and real knowledge any more than know the difference between, let us say, a sex doll and their wife. Let's take some more callers on the Savage Nation. I'd like to have information that we haven't heard yet. Again, Al from KBET Las Vegas. Al, what have you got to say today?
Well, I have a different point of view, Michael. I'm a cab driver, and I was on duty that night. I was in the airport, and one of our drivers came across the radio and said, there's gunfire at Mandalay Bay. So immediately I put on my scanner app on my phone, and I was monitoring that till about 1 in the morning. And some of the transmissions I got from Metro were multiple shooters and possibly coming from behind the stage. Now, I know at that point, nobody...
Right. It could have simply been confusion because no one knew where it was coming from. Let us dismiss that as simply they didn't know where it was coming from, okay? I would have to say that that's not confirmation that there were multiple shooters, right?
No, it's not confirmation. It's just that I'm saying that some of the things that they were looking at.
Why has the FBI not allayed some of our anxiety by giving a press conference, giving out some information that could put some of these fears to rest? Can you explain that to me?
No, sir, I cannot.
Neither can I. I would, again, beg the FBI to send a spokesman out to allay some of the suspicion of the American people as to whether or not there were multiple shooters, etc. And I thank you for that call again. WDRC, listen to this one now. I want you to hear this caller, Vinny. Vinny on WDRC, you know what? I know what Vinny is about to say. I wouldn't take this call unless what I see on my screen confirms what I suspect. Vinny, go ahead. Say it yourself.
Yeah, Michael, I believe from looking at the photos so far I've seen on TV that the whole scene was staged. I believe that this shooter was dead before the shooting even started. You look at his weapon laying on the floor. You look at the cartridges laying there. Why is his weapon over by the doorway? I just can't put it together, Michael.
Well, I can't either. Well, I don't know why anything was anywhere. Does anyone really know what actually happened?
No, Michael. That's the problem.
So now I've got idiots on my Twitter feed saying these people who are calling you sound drunk. Are you drunk right now, Vinny?
No, I'm not. I'm entirely sober. I'm up about what happened.
I would say that the Twitter feeds, Twitterers who are saying that are the truly drug addicted, or they're working for the government itself. Now they're saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. Listen to this, how sick they are. They're saying I'm a conspiracy theorist for even asking the question, Vinny. Do you see how far we have fallen as a nation? Do you know people cannot even think anymore? Okay, my friends. Here we are. Rachel says, oh, so the Las Vegas police in Clark County are lying? No, Rachel, we didn't say that. I guess you haven't listened to the show from the beginning. And for those of you who came into class late today, what I'm going to do for you right now is ask you to shut up for 1 minute and listen. Something you're not used to doing. You think you know everything, don't you? Listen very carefully to the Las Vegas sheriff, especially what he says at the end of this 44-second interview right now on the Savage Nation.
We're also talking about the computers and his cameras.
Right. So a lot of this, you're probably saying, well, Jesus, Sheriff, it's 2017. How come it's taking so long for you to evaluate that? Because it's evidentiary. There's chain of custody issues associated with that. We have to ensure we're dotting the I's and crossing the T. Because you know there's criminal defense attorneys out there, right? And there's this thing called the Constitution. You know, you heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in the custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Well, that's the Las Vegas sheriff. He wants to find out if this person got radicalized unbeknownst to us. I guess you could now say he's releasing, what, fake news? Because it doesn't fit the party line that there was one old white man? Look at the top of the Drudge Report, if you will. Sheriff, did shooter get radicalized? I just played the tape. Prescribed chill pills. I talked about that for 1 hour. Room service for two. We talked about that in the last hour. There's a lot more to this matter than meets the eye. What does the Filipino lady know? Why was she sent away before the attack? What is in his suicide note? Who did he send the $100,000 to? If he filmed himself during the slaughter, where is at least a few seconds of that tape to prove he was actually doing it? This is the Savage Nation back in a moment.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Only 2 minutes left in this hour. What I'm going to do for you is simple. Many of you are saying, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. You're not being logical, Savage. Normally, you're very logical and you're not given or prone to speculation. Wait for the answers to emerge. What answers? Nothing's emerging. There's a cover-up. there's a deathly silence emanating from the authorities. So I'm going to close this show and go out with a bang, not a whimper. I am going to play sound body cam footage of the Las Vegas Police Department released the other day that was taken during this assault upon the consciousness of America and, of course, upon the bodies of the souls who were killed and injured. And you listen carefully, and you tell me if you hear one or more weapons. Now, I know some of you will say, well, it was one weapon from this guy up in the room, and it was just the sound is ricocheting off the building. How do you know that? Are you an expert on audio? Listen very carefully. I'll come right back in a moment. Let's play it.
Guys, get down! Go that way! Get out of here! There's gunshots coming from over there! Go that way! There's gunshots right here! Thank you. Hit my head. Hey, go that way, go that way, go that way. Hey, they're shooting right at us, guys. Everybody stay down. Stay down.
I heard two different sounds, by the way, and I hear the calmness of the officer. These are the men who keep the glue of this nation solid. Next time you see a cop, buy him a cup of coffee. Next time you see one of the haters from Black Lives Matter or one of those acting groups out there funded by George Soros, do me a favor. Don't buy them a cup of coffee. They are the vermin of society. They're trying to get us all killed. Salute the police. They're the only thing between us and the end.
Savage.